you know, it really, I think, was the prettiest and most rebellious sound in American music in a long time.
Chris Isaak is so enthusiastic about the golden age of Sun Studios. If you don't know what that is, you're about to get a delightful schooling. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. If anyone should be making a modern-day pilgrimage to Sam Phillips' legendary Sun Studios in Memphis, it's just got to be Chris Isaak, right? He's been steeped in that world from his start. Harkening back to the sounds of Elvis and Jerry Lee throughout his nearly 30-year career, Chris Isaac's been rejuvenating and creating a fan base for a sound that most people under 40 just considered oldies. Of course, the sultry single Wicked Game rocketed him into the mainstream, but much of his appeal has been the ability to take those influences and make them his own. To make his new album, Beyond the Sun, Chris Isaak and his band headed to Sun Studios and recorded a truckload of his favorite tunes from Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison, and of course, that great ball of fire, Jerry Lee Lewis. And I asked him what it was like to be in that room where so many of his idols had recorded.
You walk in that front door and you go, let's see, who else has walked in this door?
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley when he was 18. Carl Perkins when he was flat broke, Johnny Cash with nothing but, you know, a beat up guitar and a dream. It's like, it's just a lot of people been in there. That B.B. King played in there, for God's sakes, Kenny.
I know.
You know, I mean, that's, there have been a lot of talent in that room, and then us,
yeah.
You know, to kind of balance it out.
I imagine you've been to Sun Studios before, like as a tourist, like many of us, like looking at it. Was that the first time you actually played there?
It's the first time we played there. Years ago, Kenny and I, we had gone through on a tour and we got close. We were in Memphis and I remember it was like the middle of the night and we didn't, you know, we were going to leave in the morning or something. But we went over and stood in front of Sun Studios and we just stood there and named every song that we could think of. That, you know, we went, oh yeah, that was cut here. And then another one, oh yeah.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I laughed at love cause I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. This world is fine, you're mine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby, feels good. Hold me, baby. I wanna love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails, man, I twiddle my thumb. I sure am nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
The people in there making that music were really rebels. I mean, you know, Johnny Cash was, you know, his own man. Nobody told him what to do, I don't think. And Jerry Lee Lewis, I think he only listens and pays attention to God, you know. And you know, Elvis was somebody who didn't really fit in with anybody else at his school, or, you know, he kind of grew up on his own with doing his own thing. And those guys all getting together with Sam Phillips, it was like putting dynamite in a match together.
I remember some time ago, you had that story about Sam Phillips, about him mentioning you in an Oxford American interview as like something to the effect of...
I was just trying to work in that I read. I was trying to show off. I was reading Oxford American. Mostly I just, you know, put my finger on the words and one at a time sound them out. But that was, yeah.
But that was a trip. I mean, Sam Phillips said, I don't really keep up with new stuff, but Chris Isaak is a guy I think is the real deal.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't
with you.
There's a live performance from Chris Isaak of Can't Help Falling in Love, and before that, Great Balls of Fire. Both songs appear on his new album, Beyond the Sun. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.